Google some.
Okay. And a person might have a sore
throat.
And these are the
shoulders.
This is one
finger.
And three
fingers.
And this is my left
hand.
And everybody has two
thumbs.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. I mean the two
hands.
And this is the
palm.
And this is the
wrist.
And this
the arm.
And this
elbow.
And this
chest.
And this
stomach.
And this
leg.
And this
knee.
And this
thigh.
And this part.
Calf. Leg.
And this part.
Shin, I call it.
Okay. And this is the
ankle.
And a boy might hop along on one
feet.
Okay. And everybody walks on two.
2 feet.
Okay. Now. Will you tell me what time that clock face says up in the top left hand corner up there? Can you see it all right?
See what kind of clock it is?
What time it says?
What time it is? 4:45.
Okay. Now, in the right next to that, what do you call that kind of thing that a carpenter uses?
That's a bench.
Okay. And under that, what do you call that? It's got a piece of firewood in it that somebody saws.
That's a sawhorse, I call it.
Okay. And next to that, the thing that a baby lies in?
Carriage.
And if you had a baby in a carriage, you'd say you were going to, what, the baby?
Roll it in.
Okay. Now, this one, if this is a field, say, and it's got a fence around it, and somebody wants to get from this corner to this corner, he can either walk all the way around like that, or he can climb over the fence and go
straight across.
Okay. Now, in this one, I say these are two roads crossing right here, and there's a fence on this side of the street and a fence. And a house over here, and a house over here. So you'd say the houses are what from each other?
Facing one another.
Okay. Now if we move this house over to here, so that we have this kind of arrangement, with the two roads crossing, one house here and one here, you'd say the houses are?
Object one another.
Okay. Would you ever use an expression like kitty-cornered or catty-cornered?
Catty-cornered.
To mean that the houses are like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, catty-cornered. Okay.
Did you watch the moon landing?
No, I didn't see part of it. I saw part of it. I didn't see much of it.
What do you think of that?
Well, I'll tell you about me. I don't even believe you've been on the moon to tell the truth about it.
You don't?
I don't believe.
You think it was a hoax?
I think it was some kind of spooker they did. That's
well,
what I just feel that way.
Well, you know, the hoax that occurred to me at the time is, you know, they could do that, and nobody would ever know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what makes you think it might have been?
Well, I'm going to tell you, cause, you know, I just don't believe that a man can go to the moon. With my little short thinking, you know, because it might be. Because, you know, God made man and he'll give him wisdom and knowledge to do a heap of things because Christ said that I do these things, but you can do greater things than these. So now it's not impossible for man to go to the moon because Christ said they would do greater things than he did. And you know, Christ did a whole lot of great things on earth. And if a man could do greater things than him, why, he make him go to the moon. But science has got so smart now until, you know what I mean, a heap of things they say is not true. Right. Well, I mean, true. But they do that because they got to have the job and got to live, just like it is, you know.
Yeah,
every man
true.
Have to work on his job, you know, and make a progress to live.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have to advertise all these different things with